Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Marty Eglin, Education Supervisor. Marty, you oversee the shooting ranges that Game and Fish manages across the state. How many ranges do we have?
You know, in North Dakota, ranges that the Game and Fish Department have title to and manage, we have five of them, and they are scattered up and down the Missouri River. And people ask, well, why are they, you know, along that corridor? And the simple answer is that's where we actually have land where we can place these ranges. And we have one on the Bismarck side, Mandan side, Wilton, Riverdale, and Williston.
Okay, we also partner with gun clubs and other groups around the state too.
Absolutely, there is a need for shooting range facilities in the rest of the state. On our website, we actually will have a list of them, and there are 60 plus ranges scattered across the state, and they're typically will have some sort of form of public access, and we partner with them in the extent that we offer grants to help build infrastructure and improvements to their shooting ranges for the public.
Okay, why does Game and Fish have shooting ranges?
You know, there's a variety of reasons. Probably the biggest one is just skill improvement for hunters. The other thing is people that purchase guns and ammunition also pay excise taxes in the form of Pittman Robertson fees, and part of that needs to go back to shooting ranges to support that activity. It also helps bolster a lot of our recruitment, retention, reactivation of hunters just by having a place for them to go out and shoot, whether it's youth groups. Last year we had a lot of grants for Clay Target League, so trap clubs got some improvements just to try help the Clay Target League get rolling.
So these ranges get used a lot.
They are. And we're out here in the morning, it's pretty quiet, but you come here on a sunny afternoon and this place is full.
Who takes care of all these ranges?
Well, the ranges that are owned and maintained by the Game and Fish Department fall under our jurisdiction, and we do some maintenance as far as, we contract to have the garbage cleaned out, we'll replace posts and target backings. Really though, it's up to our users to keep these clean. We don't have full-time staff out here, so we ask everyone to kind of behave themselves when they're out here, pick up your garbage, pick up your brass, pick up your targets, just kind of leave the place like you found it.
And there are rules and guidelines.
Absolutely, and anytime you come here at our ranges, there'll be a list of rules there. You can look them up on the website. Some basic ones is, there's your various safety rules, but the big thing is only shoot targets on the backstops. Don't bring in TVs, pumpkins, that kind of stuff. So pretty common sense type rules and regulations.
Sure. So those are some common problems we have.
Yep, absolutely. Shooting the posts up, we just want you to shoot the targets. And if you're going to shoot at 100 yards, use the 100 yard range. And we have these berms to catch ricochet bullets. So we don't want people to set a target 50 yards in front of the 100 yard range because a ricochet could go over top of the berm. So always use the appropriate length range. Don't shoot at 100 yards or the 200 yard range, for example. So pick the range so you're shooting right up against the berm.
And these ranges are set up by certain guidelines too.
They are. We use, for our ranges, we use NRA guidelines for range setup. So,
okay, any more ranges planned in the future?
We've got a variety of ranges that we're working with private clubs. Part of our thing, we have a lack of places to site ranges. And siting ranges is the toughest thing we do, is to find a suitable place for it, where you don't have any issues downrange, you're not causing noise and congestion issues, and then just lack of land. We don't have a lot of suitable land, the department does. So we partner with local clubs, and if they got a good place, we can usually get some funding to help along. One that's just about ready to go into operation in July is Velva. We started, co-opted with them, and we're gonna have a shooting range complex, and you'll be able to shoot trap, rifle, pistol, archery, the whole thing. And we also have another one in the work for out by Watford City. So if people are interested in having these, we can probably do, as long as funding is around, we can probably do about one of those a year. But the biggest thing is to have the place to do it, and we do need local partnerships to make that work.
Explain the ranges a little bit, Marty. I mean, you can shoot pistol, rifle, shotguns.
Yeah, no, on our ranges here, we have this range where we're sitting at, for example, has, and they all vary a little bit, but we have a 25, 100, and a 200 yard that's designed for handgun and rifle shooting. And then we also have an area where you can shoot trap or shoot clay targets. We don't have any houses set up. It's just an open field. You have to bring your own thrower, but we also have an area where you can shoot shotgun out here if you'd also like to do that. So.
And sighting your rifle in is very important when you're going out deer hunting.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're going to take take a crack at an animal, you want to know where your bullet's going to hit. And not only just sighting the rifle in, but just having the practice become proficient at your skills. So.
A lot of good information, Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.
For more information on shooting ranges in North Dakota, go to the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. For Education Supervisor Marty Eglin and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.